On the left, Anthony Gore Jr. In the center, Bryce Armstrong. On the right, Turner Holland. Fire away.
Anthony got the shutout. How important was that, considering the last 2 years you've had gotten a chance to play these guys and come away with losses? Getting them today, considering the situation of the conference race, and then to make them put up a goose egg, what did that mean to you guys?
Well, the win is bigger than anything, but the goose egg just makes us feel better going into next week. And all credit to talking to the coaches and the players. They play us tough every year, and it just feels good to get the dub this year.
You know, three touchdowns and a fumble. I think Coach will look at the fumble, not his joke. Describe what you felt today. I mean, it looked like the jet sweep was there this week. You put that in, it looked like that play was there, and he was able to get to the corner. Just describe what was going on.
Personally, Coach kind of instilled respect this game. And so for me, being a part of those two losses at the start of the season, start of our year program, I had a little revenge, I guess. And so just coming out here and giving it all, leaving it all on the field was one of my main intentions. And then again, all props to Coach Bo and our offensive line and Shaq and Chandler Burks for putting me in the position to do and make those plays.
The last few weeks it's been inside. How much fun was it to finally get back on the outside on the perimeter?
It felt incredible. Again, just being a part of the team, never lose sight of the goal. And we always say we got to play for the we and not I. So, again, I've never lost sight of that, and was just happy to get the win tonight.
Bryson, so you had a couple nice plays again. You had a sack/forced fumble, and another sack. How do you go into every game kind of? What is your mindset of approaching the opposing quarterback or opposing running back? What do you think about before each game?
Really just, trust my teammates. Whenever I'm going after quarterback, just come off the ball fast and hope to get there. Did they actually count me with that forced fumble? Because I don't know. It could have been all three of us got there at the same time. So, I feel like anyone could have got that. But, yeah, just, coming in the week, every game, they had a couple quarterbacks that could run the ball. So it was important that we got to them and put some pressure on.
Anthony Bryson, your defensive line was very physical today. Like, y'all won a line of scrimmage to get that shutout. Looks like y'all had a little chip on your shoulder this game. Was that being physical? It seemed like what y'all had wanted to get in today.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely being physical. Coach told us to come out and be physical, be stingy, don't give up nothing, and give credit to the nose, the tackle, and all the rush. They just open things up, and when they're opening things up, we can just run to the ball freely with no one touching us, and it really makes it easy.
You guys have taken ownership of not having the full four-quarter effort at times. Do you feel like this game was that four-quarter full effort, and was there an extra onus on each other to make sure you came out 100% from the start?
Yeah, Coach really put emphasis on playing the whole game because they just played Mamas last week, and they were losing 23-0, and they came back, and Coach said, Don't let the hype get to you. Just play the game, trust your teammates, and everything will fall in place.
Well, as Coach has always said, that when he got here, the whole goal was to win championships. Now, you never want to put the cart before the horse, but here we are going into the last week, 3 years, been working on it, and now you get a chance to not only win a championship, but a chance to do it on your home field. What's that mean to you guys, and how do you control yourselves leading up to it this week?
It is very special. I mean, coming in, Bryson coming in, being the superstar he is, and having everything, it's just falling into place, and having Darnell is just, because we built it from nothing, and we really built it from the floor up, and that's really what keeps us driving, because most foundations are already built once you get there, so it just makes it that much more special, and we're just gonna keep going because we have unfinished business still. This is a big win, but we only got 12 hours to celebrate, and then we're over.
And so for me, I think Coach Bo kind of said in the locker room, we our plan and our goal is to take Monday and win Monday, take Tuesday and then win Tuesday. And so that's our goal. That's my goal. And so, I mean, everything else will take care of itself, but we got to be in control of what we can be in control of and just take on Monday like it's the championship game. And then Saturday will just take care of itself.
Anything else? Darnell, do you feel like you had 4 touchdowns today or just? Without questioning the referees, because we, you know, we obviously don't do that.
Well, I mean, Coach Bo warned me not to stick the ball out, and I did anyway. So I only got 3 touchdowns tonight, and it's fine. And I wish that I learned my lesson the first time and not stick the ball out like I did.
Anything else? All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.